Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Lamed Hey. There we are. Lashon Hara, even if somebody doesn't say it, it's a sinner, and he doesn't mean to say it, to push the other guy down, but just he wants to make fun of him in a light-hearted way. It's also any type of gnai, any type of words that are derogatory, even if you know you're just trying to have a good laugh, is an issa of lashon hara. And even if you don't say who it is, even if you don't say who it is, but just people be able to work out from the story, is also called an issa of lashon hara. An example the Gemara brings is in Yerushalmi, there was a group of people that had to go to work for the king, and one guy didn't turn up. His name was Chovitz. He disappeared. He didn't come. So a group of them going to work for the king, and one of them stayed hookup, and he ran off. So then, his name was Chovitz, and the group of people were a bit upset that this person didn't come. You know, Shivu Benetel, as they were saying it, so why are you not playing his weight? So they asked each other, what should we eat today? And the other ones, and one of them said, let's eat chutzah. And chutzah is a food. And because they said that, they realized, people in charge realized that Chovitz wasn't there, and therefore Chovitz got in trouble. But from there we learn that Lashon Hara is also, even if I didn't say anything bad about him, I just said Chovitz. I didn't say Chovitz is a bad guy. Even though I only said Derech, I didn't speak it out clearly. It was somebody's own. They worked out what I meant. All that's included in Lashon Hara. Anything which can cause bad or embarrassment to his friends by speaking in such a fashion is Issa of Lashon Hara, and that's called Lashon Hara Betzina. That's called saying Lashon Hara Betzina, although I didn't speak out clearly, but that's also awesome. And there's lots of examples like that where a person can be speaking Lashon Hara as if he's not saying anything, but in fact he really is saying Lashon Hara. What happens if I know for sure that nobody's going to accept what I'm going to say? I'm saying it, but I know they're not going to believe me. It's still an issue of Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara is twofold, both what I'm saying and what people receive. So even if I don't, even if I'm not affecting him bechlal, it's still an issue of Lashon Hara. Needs to sit to be mechapa for such a thing. So Mela, that's also included in Lashon Hara. So that's it for today. Yesterday we saw the Sefer Kufei Amud Aleph, Nivanachol Kasher. Just being stuck in the Sugya, Ola said a certain thing for Abdullah, and the style of the Sugya was what he said. Kundar Asbami just said, Boch, Atah Hashem Akinim Afeilam Amadu Akin Jechol. Without anything more. And the Gemara asks on him that you should have, Abdullah needs to have a bracha at the beginning and the end. So which he answered back, no it doesn't, since it's a birchas haidah, it's just pure, it's like a birchas haidah, it's just one topic, and therefore there's no opinion of doing a bracha before and at the end. From the Tesis, he had a longer bracha. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikinu Mecha Ila Mamad Mekid Shechel Ben Ila Chishu Ben Yisrael Amin. But he did not finish off. He did not finish Ben Yemesh Shidish Yisrael Mecha Ila Mamad Mekid Shechel Ben Ila Chishu Ben. He didn't say that. And the Gemara thought that's called the Baruch Arukah, because lots of clauses in it. And the Gemara concluded that no, said Ola, that's not called the Baruch Arukah, and he should be held that way. But it's all the same idea. The idea is that Hashem is Mavdil Ben Kodesh. Mavdil bin things Hashem is Mavdil. Therefore it's all called one thing. That was going off what we're about to see today.
That's
Maskon of Ula. That's Maskon of Ula. Ula without places. Yeah. We know Lalach is not like that. We know Lalach is called two bracha. We do a bracha at the beginning and the end. So we all do. It's called the bracha Uka. But the taste is held otherwise. And not taste, Ula held otherwise. Tesis, Ashav, Tesis, Kuvdalad on the base. Second Tesis, Kal HaBrachais, Pesach, Bebaruch, Chaisim, Bebaruch. Now, today's got a few exceptions where we see we don't start and end with Bok. What's chapped? Tame effect, taste of the kasha. Birchus de la kaini shomo. The broch of a kaini shomo. She say in the morning, amaylo pisachas the boruch. Why don't we start off with a boruch? It's not a broch as mukhlach velto. Even though a lot of us say it after Ashi Otsa, but be careful, it's not broch as mukhlach velto. Why? How do I know that? Tommy Koro, when it was originally instituted, it was not Tomach Lechavelto. Kedamina Bebrochus, the Gemara says in Brochus, Kimisaye, when we wake up, Oime Lekaini Shomo. We say Lekaini Shomo, that means nowadays we say Maidani. They used to be, when they woke up, they said Lekaini Shomo. So you see, that it wasn't the Brochus Mukha Lechavelto. The chain kosher, another kasha, miyata huat leini v'olam, which is in kabbonis, or the full kabbonis. It also just begins with atu huat leini v'olam. It doesn't have a bracha beforehand, so what happened to it? Ah, it's a bracha. Asmucha lechaberto. V'yesh leima. Sorry, missed that one thing. V'tfilis adech. Shechoyse meini v'zeh b'boruch. Tfilis adech. Is chosem, that means we only end off Shemei Tfilah and we don't start with the Baruch. Why don't we start with the Baruch? It's not a smukha lechavelta. It's not a smukha lechavelta. Sure, I feel really bad. But do you mind where I'm sitting on a stender? There's like a tall shofarok. Quite a big thing. And I needed it today. It's open, I think. So why don't we, so three kashas, why don't we say a bracha at the beginning of Elokeinu Shomo? Why don't we say a bracha at the beginning of Atu Asrei Nevo Ilom? And why don't we make a bracha at the beginning of Tfilis Adev? Three questions. It's the wrong one then. Yes, great. Yes, Leima, thank you so much, really appreciate it. Yes, Leima, says Toysus. Right, Yes, Leima, says Toysus, a fee. Shein bruch brocha, shein on broch, is el a shevach u tfilo ba'almo. They're not broch, it's the only shevach and tfilo, that's what they are. It's the broch is the only shevach u tfilo, that's not called a brocha. So now, that's a little bit difficult, because a lot of brachas are shevach, right? And lots of brachas are tefillah. So what do you mean by that there's no din to have a bracha before and after, because it's only shevach and tefillah? Atochini is a shevach and a tefillah, right? Hashivayin Avinu says that. All brachas are shevach and tefillah. So what on earth does Tesis mean here? So someone to say, Chasam Sefer says he means that most brachas are comprised of two things, shevach and tefillah. And this is just shevach or just tefillah. So if it's just shevach, just tefillah, then it doesn't have to start and end with a bracha. But, huh? Atakolesh is just shevach, right? Right? Yeah, thank you, Zahara. So the Maisa in the Achrenim, they say otherwise. They say it like this. The Tor brings down the Halacha of Tfilas Adech, and he says the Mashein Epistachas Bevoruch Pirshri Vishein El Tfilah Ba'alma. It's just a supplication. Shemispalel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheilichenu LeSholoim, that we're davening to Hashem. Ve'ein Loi Kebirchas Hanenin Ve'Loi Kebrocha SheTiknu Al Shem HaMa'ura. It's not like a Birchas Hanenin, because Birchas Hanenin is called a Hadanah, and it's not like anything which was misaken for something that happened. That means a lot of Shvachim that we say, a lot of brachas that we say are Shevach. Okay, I say my gracious, but it's because of something which I saw, or something that happens, not past, something that has occurred now. That's why they instituted the bracha. If you see the Alps, you have to make a bracha, because you saw the Alps, you saw the tree, you have to see the thunder, something happened now. So brachas are instituted for now. That's what brachas are instituted. But something which isn't that, is just a tefillah, says Tosfos, that doesn't need a bracha. Now, obviously, you still have Shvenesha. Shvenesha is a tefillah. So that's not a kasha, because that was a davar kavua, which Chazal mechayev us to daven three times a day. So they instituted brachas for us to daven. It's something which is on a one-off basis, which I just need a bakosha from Hashem. That, says Tosfos, is not included in brachas. But when a person is going on a journey, and therefore he needs a bakosha from Hashem, he says tefillah sederach. So tefillah sederach, that's just a bakosha. That's not a bracha. If it's not a bracha, it's not mechuyev to have before and after. Sometimes to go with all the klalim of a bracha before and after.
The shmos is very bad. It becomes a bracha because it's almost like a bracha mitzvah. It says
there's
a zakana that we have to say.
Did you? There's a zakana kavua to make the brachas, so that avada has been a bracha. That's chazal mechayev us to shmein esra, chazal mechayev us to tefillos. They said now you have to give your brachas to the bein shalom, but something which is not that in mechayev us, just rather. We're now going on a journey to Mamela, or when we wake up we feel a tremendous Shevach to Hashem, so we say this bracha, that's a tefillah, it's a bakasha, it's Shevach, something like that, which is not a bracha, it's not bitz anenin, it's not something else, Shema Mura, it's just Shevach, and it's not tefillah, it's not Shmenesha, that doesn't start and end with a bracha. Shaila is it therefore got anything to do with bracha Shem Shicha? For instance, if I'm saying, I want to say now for the girl, I'm sitting here, is that from a bracha in Shicha? So you have to answer Amin to Tfilat HaDerech. You have to answer Amin to Bracha. So you have to answer Amin to Tfilat HaDerech. Consultations, they're saying it's not Bracha, it's just Tfilah. But Tfilah doesn't need to answer Amin. Now he's to answer Amin, there's no keys to answer Amin. But you have to answer Amin. Do you have to answer Amin to Bracha? So is that called a Bracha or not? So Moshe Feinstein says it is called a Bracha. All it says means to say is it doesn't have the exact parameters of a normal bracha. It doesn't need before and after, but it is a bracha. You do have to answer Amin after it. It's never meant to say it's not a bracha b'chlal. So it says the same if you say in bracha that a shevach with tefillah ba'alim. Yeah.
Why are we
Oh, very good question. So Daniel is asking a question. So why are people makbis to be semach the bracha lechagelta? So that's the question. Infinite Adarach, Halakai Nishama. Right, we do after Ashiyotza. Why do we do after Ashiyotza? Because of this. So that's because Rami Rothenberg says in Shulchan Aruch, Sheyotel Adarach, the baker, when he would go out in the morning on his journey, when he would be going on his journey, Oimra Acha Yirotza, and he would say it after Yirotza, and of Gemma Chasodim Tevim, Kedel Asmicha, the Birtus HaGemel Chasodim. We end up talking to Hashem, Gemma Chasodim Tevim, Amei Yisrael, he would then say Yirotza, in order to be Tiyah Brocha Smukha Lachavelta, in order to be Brocha Smukha Lachavelta. That's what Miram used to do, and Miram says, and all that in somebody who's in the middle of his journey, who doesn't go out in the morning, but rather in the middle of the day, so you can't say Tfilas Derech in the morning, so you would say it on a Brocha Kreino. He would say, if he would eat or drink something, Sheyechala Yishte Dovo Vivoch Brocha Kreino Oyatul Mayim V'yem Ashiyotza. He says Rogan Abraham, that similarly somebody would go would say Boina Fossus or something like that, Yishtachana Boina Fossus Rabbis Brocha Doima.
He wouldn't say
Brokhat
Hashem
when he's making
some.
He would say Brokhat Hashem and then say Tvilas Nev, you're
also. He hears some, but he wouldn't say Shemayat
Tvilas,
would he say
Brokhat Hashem? Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the Nusach of the Yerotzin. It would be a Brokhat Smukhat Hashem. So Brokhat Smukhat Hashem, you say the Brokhat Hashem, then on the beginning. So that's why we do. You're right. What happened? I mean, Tvilas says not. Yeah?
Does Chavet something
Oh, and very good question, very, very good question. Says John, Brochas Mukhala Chavelto, Does it have to have some connection? You see from here not, right? But we're going to see in the next page that it does have to have a connection. It does have to have a connection. This long page of the Mavu, it does have to have a connection. So, the Maisha, the preacher over here in Kufiyot, the preacher says that this Ma'am Rothenberg was just a Chumra Ba'alma. The Etami agrees it's only a Tefillah and it doesn't need to be Tzlochar HaKavelta. It was just a Chumra Ba'alma. That's better. It's better to put it together, but not as a chiyuv. And so, but the Rashi says, "I'll go for like you're saying." The Bein Efoshes is not anything to do with Tzadarech, and yet there's some Indians put it together. The answer is because there's no real chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. So it's just a chumra to make it. It's a better bracha if it's next to something else. But the chiyuv, there's no chiyuv. It's not. And it doesn't need to have a bracha at the beginning because in the end they have only a tefillah.
How could the earlier opinions that don't consider a bracha allow someone to yotzi other people to
do? Oh, so Reb Zev asked this question that if it's just a tefillah, then why, how can we have that one person can be made to another person? As I said, Moshe Feinstein said it is a bracha. It's just a bracha that doesn't have all the gdorim. It doesn't need a bracha before, at the beginning and the end. But there is a bracha, and therefore you can be moshi somebody else as well. No, the moshi is the same thesis. The moshi Feinstein cannot argue with the thesis. The moshi Feinstein lives in the 1900s, and thesis lives a long time before that. So he's explaining what thesis means. Thesis says that it's only a tefillah, didn't mean to say it's not a bracha of a chlap. It meant to say such a bracha doesn't need to have before and after.
So there's not much of
it. Yeah, it's part. Right. One more question and we have to carry on the station. Do you remember what we said? Why a bracha smukhla chavelta doesn't need a baruch ato Hashem at the beginning? What was the reason why a bracha smukhla chavelta did not need a baruch ato Hashem at the beginning?
According to whom? Rashbam and Tosfos.
Very good, observe, you're on the ball. Rashbam and Tosfos, that was.
Rashbam says in the beginning of the Tzoyot because of the others. And Tosfos says no, that it's the end of each bracha is the beginning for next bracha. And because of that, he can say that it has to be the same thing, they have to be connected.
You answer something that you're trying to add. Let's keep the answer. He says that the machleik is a spam and tesis, which he saw yesterday, a spam else. It's the conclusion of the bracha. It's the beginning of the previous bracha that helps with the next one, and tesis is the conclusion of this bracha or the previous one that helps with this one. So the question is, therefore, if that's true, then have the help to say, in the process before Tfilis Hadar. According to the Tetris, has a heart to say, Bona Possum, before Tzvila Tadar.
He
used to be?
No.
What, it's a form of Judaism? We stopped, we dropped it. We stopped, Machlik, you say, Machlik, it's Babi Yusami. It used to be. Babi Yusami, it's Babi Yusami, says, like you're saying, very good, the Kundu Yusami is good, but we don't pass on Babi Yusami, we pass on Babi. We don't say, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaYilami. We say, Baruch HaYilami. And it's so it's not a smukha lachavelta. Has to help to make such a bracha.
Like Rashba.
So you'll say either we all like Rashbam. Rashbam says the bracha you make at the beginning would help. And if you're going to hold like thesis, then we're going to be stuck a bit.
You got right? One side of the bracha. You do say it at the end.
That's our hour for the time being, huh? And therefore, I'd rather be in a positive tzara. I agree, but I'm worried about the tzilat derech. Tzilat derech needs, if you want to put the smukh of the chaverta, we need the conclusion of the previous bracha has to help for the tzilat derech. There is no conclusion to the
previous bracha. But the Bein Adam said at the beginning, it's an end. The beginning is an end. So it's like it's an end. The Bein Adam says,
Zev, today, I don't know what you did when you woke up, extra bottle of shreddies or something, I don't know what it was, but your mum is on the ball today. Here, Zev's answer, it's the next thesis. And then next place to 12c, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat is when you have a small bracha, the beginning is also the end of the bracha. So Burin of Fosha is also the chasima of the bracha. And therefore it can be called Samoch to your
chasimah.
So, very good.
Well,
okay. Thank you
for supporting on my knees. I'm going on a ship.
Thanking you for all the food that you made, and then please protect me.
My knees, I have knees. I'm going to kill no bird when they were animals. I have no knees. No.
Nice try, Rafi. Okay, fine. Avraha, right in places. Avraha, Sacha Megillah.
Belma.
Avraha, Sacha Megillah. The Avraha, Sacha Megillah. Now, if you may, ask as soon as you might. The Avraha after Megillah. Now, it used to be, Kanaan, there was a bit of confusion here about the Avraha after Megillah. Kanaan, there's some confusion. Thank you for being on the Thursday. About whether. You can't know what I say.
Where's
Hamilton?
I think it was 371.
371.
No.
Nice try.
There is an issue.
I was looking at it yesterday. I thought I remember anything. I didn't.
Just didn't know that job. Cool. Sorry. Oh, boy. Oh, fantastic. What's this? 786 on this. Okay. So, here we are. 376. Right. Right. Oh, so the bracha says, "Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Harabat Shiveinu Adon Estineinu Hanegim Mitzvim Gaseinu Mashanim Gvul Achol Oyvin Hashinu Anifal Lona Mitzvayinu." Kanirei, some people did not use to conclude this bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem. Kanirei. So it says, Baruch Atah Megillah Nir, if his, the Chosvinah we should conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, Hokel Hanipro, Le'ama Yisrael Mikol Tzoreim, Hokel HaMashiach. Why? Sehi Arucha. This bracha is a bracha Arucha. What do you mean by it's Arucha? It mentions a whole bunch of things. Now, hey, you could really argue that it's all really one idea. Harovet Yuvenu, Adonis Dineinu, Hanekim Isling Vastainu. All these ideas that Hashem takes vengeance on people that are our enemies. And Shalim Gmul Acholivin Hashinu, Hanifalonu Mitzrayim. So you could have. I guess that's what the Nidim here is. The place is holds, and that is called the Baruch Arucha, and therefore you should. But Adam in the best of days, or Mitzvah Shem Tzot. Chene Yishvi Yisham in the Megillah, and that is also in Yisham in the Megillah. And also, the Gemara Didon, the Tzvarim Yishonim, in our Gemara, in Tzvarim Yishonim, that means there were different Gersois, and different, in an old Gersois, said the Chosem Ba, that we would conclude the Baruch HaKel HaMikra. So, there's different Gersois in the Gemara, and so it's the same, the Chosem Ba, that says you do say it is the right one, because this is a Bracha Arucha. Bracha Bein HaFashis Rabbois. The Baruch Abba in the Pasuk Rabbah is Chosem Birushalmi, and Yerushalmi ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Ha'olami, which is the end of the Bein HaFasuk. I mean, you have a beginning and an end. Why? Because again, it's a Baruch Arukah, Bein HaFasuk Rabbah is Hesir. So, fine, okay, this is Yerushalmi that way, but we know Babli doesn't hold that way, and all of us don't hold that way. None of us end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Ha'olami. So why do we not? Why do we not end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olami? So there's a machlekes here, how to understand the nusach of the Bein HaFashis. to try to understand it. What is Pshat and Perinifoshes? What does Perinifoshes mean? We say Perinifoshes Rabbis, Hashem created many nefoshes, Vechesurinom, and what they're lacking. Al Kol Ma Shebaros Olachifem, of everything that He created that they we should live from. So what's the Kuz Machlik of Zimbabwe and Shami? So the Foshim explain in Yishasa, they explain like this. According to the Yishalmi, there's two halves for the bracha. There's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Purim Nefoshes Rabbis Vechesreinu. We're thankful to Hashem that He created the Nefoshes Rabbis Vechesreinu. Well, why are you thanking Hashem for lacking?
Because we need Him.
What?
So we need this relationship with the Creator of the world.
Nah. We don't thank Hashem. Sorry about that. We don't thank Hashem for not giving us things. The brachas are there to thank Hashem for giving us things, not for not giving us things. You're quite right. We should thank Hashem also for everything that Alatei Valera. But Chazal never instituted brachas as some to thank Hashem for the lacking things. That wasn't. Thank you very much. Chetzayna means that He created the things that we are lacking. Very in the process of the He created us, and He also created the things that we're lacking. He created bread and things that we need. That's the chesedino. And then there's something new. I'll call Masha Barosa Lachis Behem Nefesh Kochai. That's the second half of it. That we're thankful for Hashem for other things as well. I'll call Masha Barosa for everything He created, Lachis and Nefesh Kochai. That's to give us a good time. To give us a good time. That's the second half of the book. It says the Yisham has called two halves. The Babri looks at it as all one big rock. And what we're thanking of Hashem, when Hashem created the food for us, He created what's necessary for us, and He also created things which we don't really need. We don't really need cucumber tea, whatever we're drinking. We don't really need it, but it's nice. It can make us a little color in the world. What we do need is bread. Without bread, we wouldn't be able to survive. So, going in for us is a chesrinom. That's what we're thankful for. Hashem is the first point. And then after that, I'll call Master Brosa. Not only the basic need, but also thankful for Hashem. I'll call Master Brosa on everything that He gave us, all the delicacies that there are in the world. So the Babli views it as one big bracha, and therefore it doesn't end off with bracha. And Yishami says there's two aspects here. What's necessary, what's not necessary. So he views it as two separate parts, the long bracha, if it's two, then it's a long bracha. And then you have to end off bracha to Hashem. Okay. Let's give it a try. So the Gemara said that you don't make a bracha before a bracha asmucha lechaver. At the beginning of bracha asmucha lechaver. Pirush says Sefi shechotam berishoyino. And those of you who have your own Gemara, could I underline it? Yeah, the reason is because it was chotam berishoyino. Because the first bracha, the one preceding this one, had a conclusion. So therefore, it's chotam berishoyino, and therefore doesn't need a bracha. Pesach, Chosam Rishayna, interpret Seich HaShmiya, the Baruch. Since the first one ended with a Baruch, the second one doesn't need to start with a Baruch. We said yesterday the Rashbam's Chedek, and we understood the Rashbam. Remember the Rashbam? The Rashbam said that it's the first bracha, the first beginning, because every bracha needs to have a Shema Malchus. Every bracha needs a Shema Malchus. So how can Pesach tell me that it's the end of the previous one had a Baruch? It helps for the next one that didn't have a Shema Malchus. We say Hashivin Avinu Seisecho. Where's the Baruch of Hashivin Avinu Seisecho? The Baruch of Hashem Chayin Adoras. But where's the Shema Malchus of that? Where's the Shema Malchus? The Baruch that doesn't have Shema Malchus is not a Baruch. So how can it help me for my next Baruch? That's the Svar of the Rashbam. So what does Tzitzis do with that? Very strong question on Tzitzis.
Isn't that a morning reference?
Okay, I'm bringing Bishami. It's
because of Hashem. It's
a morning
reference.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. Can't even but why do we have an opening on each one? I said, well, one right after them. And you
so they all say they're progressive. So you can think of an answer to that one. What we are focusing is that if we have a Rashbam, the Rashbam said you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning, and the reason is because you need Shema Malkus. So how can Tosfos be chayvik? How can Tosfos tell me that when you have a bracha, so the reason why it's a good bracha is because the end of the bracha or the end of the previous bracha helps for it. The end of the previous bracha did not have a kiyum ha'olam. It's a big difficulty on Tosfos. You have a bracha asking for the kasha. So I saw chiddush. Every bracha needs to have a Shema Malkus, that in order to give a Shein bracha, it needs to have a Shein or Malkus. But the end of a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, doesn't need a Shema Malkus. It doesn't need a Shema Malkus. Why does it need a Shema Malkus? Because it was part of a previous one. But it doesn't need a Shema Malkus. It has a Shein bracha for itself. So if it's already got Shein bracha, then it can help the next bracha as well. That means the reason any bracha doesn't have a Shein or Malkus is not bracha. It means to define a bracha, it'll need to have a Shein or Malkus. But what happens if I could define a bracha without a Shein or Malkus? What happens if I have a bracha that would be called a bracha even though it doesn't have a Shein or Malkus? Then it would be a bracha. So for instance, if we start with Shmein Esra starts off Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kingdom of Yavishir. So that has Shein or Malkus. It ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mogin Avraham. So that Baruch Atah Hashem Mogin Avraham has the same bracha to it. Right? The conclusion of a bracha that ends up with Baruch Atah Hashem has the same bracha to it. Why does that have the same bracha? Because it was part of a bigger bracha. Every bracha arucha has a bracha at the beginning and bracha at the end, right? So both halves have the same bracha to it, the beginning and the end. So the end has the same bracha to it. It is considered a bracha. If it is considered a bracha, it doesn't need elekinu melechayim. If it is considered a bracha, it doesn't need it. So melech can then help me out for my bracha afterwards. Achidus, I don't know, at the moment, it's not the best there.
It's considered a bracha
because it was part of a previous bracha.
So you can only work with the first bracha?
Right. It'll only work with the first bracha because there was once the first bracha, so the one after it had the same bracha to it because of the one before. And the one after that had the same bracha because of the one before, and hala hala. But at the end of the day, each one of them has the same bracha for itself. And therefore, it can now help for the next one. It was better.
The ending never has not listened?
Never. Never, never. They'll never. So, back to where we stand. We don't say the first piece of offering is training, so for the first neighbor bar. And this now goes to a whole of teal through Shas and outing through our siddur really. The bracha after Aftayah. The bracha after Aftayah. The Tzul Kala Ilamim. We start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Tzul Kala Ilamim in the article siddur on page 210. We start Tzul Kala Ilamim Tzadim Gechol Adayis Hekela Memon Haolim Evaisa Medan Lekans Kobe Echamez Vetzedek. So where's the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end? This is definitely a Baruch Arusha. The whole bunch of them. So the answer is, says Tesis. No, once we enter the house, yeah, Mish Hefzeg be Matzoyim. There's a Hefzeg in the Matzoyim. O Matzul Nehmon Atu. And then a new Baruch starts. Nehmon Atu. There's no bracha, not in the conclusion of the first, and not in the beginning of the second. So what's going on here? Why? Why is there no bracha at the end of Tzur Elamim? And why is there no bracha at the beginning of Neiman Ato? So it's the scenario, the Kula Bracha Achasi. It really is one long Bracha. The Kula Mishtaya. It's all referring to Nemonus Vamitus Amokim. It's all referring to how the Ibn Shem is an MS. It's an MS. So why they have spoken in our Siddurim? The Arskov has done away with this. But in the good old Siddurim, there used to be a big red Nemon. Like a new thing. And also in the tune that we all stay in after, it is like that. So there was a break. There used to be a break. So what's going on? Why is there a break? If it's all one bracha, why is there a break? Why does the room split it up? And why in the doesn't place to ask it, but obviously Amin Hogim, is why is it that we in the tune we split up as well? So says the reason is everyone don't jump on me, please. The fee Sahoyer Gilim Kamasha is Hesig with Machzayim. Why is there Hesig in Machzayim? In the Machzayim, Machzayim means to do it. The fee Sahoyer Gilim got a table of the Hesig Shom. Used to be, nowadays we don't do it for whatever reason. It used to be that Tzibur used to interject his bracha and say shvachim and say shevach. So at this stage, by Nemon, at this stage of Nemon, he used to interject it with shevach. Means really the bracha is one long bracha. But like in the Sfaradi shuls, the Ohen in Shemen Esther, as they're dominating certain parts, the Tzibur interject with certain things. Don't ask me what, because I don't know, but I've been there and I've heard it. So here, it was at this stage, by Nemon, the Tzibur used to say something. Could have been a peer, I don't know what. The Tzibur used to say something, and therefore, so that's why the city used to split up. I guess our school in modern age felt that we don't do that, so they put it on as one big bracha. And they did have the decency at least to put a full stop before the word Nemon, to show that there used to be, or there is, it is somewhat of a split up of a bracha. So it says, really, it's one long bracha. If it's one long bracha, it says the bracha at the beginning and bracha at the end. And the reason why it is split up in the Siddurim is for cosmetic reasons, because the Tzibur used to shout out some shevach there. The king mashma also the bracha achasi. It's also mashma himself and say for him, it's one bracha. The Gemara, because it says in the Gemara there, the mafti mevorach zayin brachas. He makes seven brachas. The mafti means the person called up for mafti for that soya. He makes seven brachas. Keneged zayin kurim. Keneged seven people getting called up. The idea is like this: that in the olden days, there was a tzakezera from the king who banned the reading of the Torah. He banned it. And therefore, the rabbis instituted that we should read from the Novi. So they instituted that we should read from the Novi in a way, in a manner which is somewhat resemblance of how they used to read from the Torah. So, one of the things is, so that was the reason of the Kanah. Now, once eventually we are allowed to read from the Torah again, so they put the Maftei together with our Torah, but they kept some things to resemble the original Kriyanim Mistaken, that our Torah, the person who makes our Torah, should make seven brachas. How do you get to seven brachas? Kinega design groups. How do you get to seven brachas? The Kriyas HaTorah, when he reads from the last portion of the Torah, B'tchil HaVaseif, that's 2, makes the Bracha Shebracha Bono, he makes the Bracha Shenosan Lono, that's 2. V'achas Tefnei HaTorah, he makes 1 before the HaTorah, that's Asher Bracha B'Nevi'im Tovim. And then he makes, how many is left? 4. He makes 4. 1, 2, 3, yeah, 4. And then he makes, where are we holding?
V'dan
edachel. Ari sheva, that's sheva. So it says, then that makes sense then, because we have Asher Bracha Bonu, Asher Nosan Lonu, Asher Bracha Benevim Tovim, and that leaves us with 4 more. What's the 4 more? Sur Kalei Lomim, Riachim Atziyin, Stam Cheinu, and Al Atayah. That works out 4. Now if we're going to split up the Bracha Baruch and Nehem on our 2 Brachas, we're going to have 1 too many. So therefore says Beitzah, it must be the Bracha of Baruch and Nemon is 1 Bracha, and therefore then we end up with 4. Okay, so very good. Now we know why there's no Bracha at the end of Sukkot Olam, and there's no Bracha at the beginning of Nemon Atu.
The one before that show was in Baruch Hu.
The one before that show, yeah. Yes, Baruch Hu means
two. One, and the next four would be five, right?
Okay. Two.
One before the Kriya Tzeira. Right. Now move on to seven of seven crew, you think?
Yeah.
You know, because there's seven people that get called up. That's what I'm saying, that once they allow the Kisteria and they moved it into the part of the Kisteria, they resemble their round Kisteria. So just like Kisteria 7, so it's an LS 7. Seven brachos only three. So now, seven brachos in the three is a little bit complicated. There is in the seven brachos of those that get married. There's brach and both get got in.
Page 92.
There's both get got in, which in the chuppah they say it at the beginning, and in the chasm they say at the end. Then there is like this. There's three brachas that begin with Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'akir Ba'olech Vodoy. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yitzeh Adam. And Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Ha'Yotzeh Adam Mitzalmai. Three brachas that begin with Baruch. And then there's two brachas that begin with outer Baruch. First, Tosif and Samech to Samach. And then again a bracha that begins with Baruch. So what's going on here? Why do some start with Baruch and some do? So Ten Teishas. V'sheva brachas on Yisuyim. It says like this. Shakeh bar chvedai v'yaita adam, which is the second one. Rashi also says Adam should face from above. There's Rashi, big slivers. Even though they're smoking like a verse, so why they all start with Baruch? There's Rashi, big slivers. Tishakir Baruch, Vodai Nisken Ola Sifas Ha'om. We do put all seven together, but the reason why each one was instituted is for completely different reasons. When everyone got together for the chuppah, really they should have then said Shakir Baruch Vodai. So we're like all our 15 brachas in the morning. So not some set we being asked, right? So you go, he says, how is it? Be careful, Ibrahim. Really, they were instituted to be said at different stages, right? They were instituted when you heard the crow make his noise. Instituted that when you open your eyes, begin when you stood up, they matter to him. Each one of them had a bigger ruling. Each one of them was instituted for a different stage of our waking up. Eventually, Chazal put them all together, and that's what we do. But really, each one of them has got its own place in it. So Shakir Baruch Vodai was really instituted when everyone got together, not at the chuppah, when everyone got together for the chuppah. So since that was instituted as a separate bracha, so bracha svokal chaverta, and therefore it has a bracha to Hashem. So you are Elohim of Shasa Sifa. You really should have said it when everyone gathered together. We brought from the outside. We brought on itself. Chen Yitzha Adam Leishicha. We didn't need Yitzha Adam. Why is there Yitzha Adam? In the Shabbat Bracha, we say Yitzha Adam, and then we give there again as Yitzha to Adam itself. It's the same Bracha. So why do we have two Brachas which are the same? Adam and Chava, very good. So it says, they really instituted the Leishicha. We say afterwards. And the half can stay in serious tikkun them and sucking it for a separate reason. To remember that Hashem created Bethlehem people in two stages. First there was one year of Adam and Chava, and then they were split up. All first it was Adam, and then there was Chava afterwards. They really, it's like a separate bracha, no sheikhs, and they preceded it to Asheyotza. That's like the Atma. So it says, since it's not really a follow-on, it's just they wanted to institute the bracha to remember the two shechiras. It's not really a follow-on. It doesn't have the same dorim of a bracha smucha lechaveta. So we now understand why bracha Hashem ekin mechayim shakin yibu shakir baruch v'idoi and yitzah adam both start with both. He's a said by Pierre Goffin and I said shakir baruch v'idoi. Why did I start bracha Hashem ekin mechayim shakir baruch v'idoi? I've already said by Pierre Goffin. So the bracha smucha lechaveta. Why did I start with the bracha Hashem? Says is shakir baruch v'idoi. Really, the shakas here really should have been said when the tzibur got together. Anytime it doesn't really have a shakas, it's not called a bracha smucha lechaveta.
It's not having a shaykhah that has to do with when it's said, not the content. Originally you thought that the content is different than if they're observed in its own bracha. Now we're saying not just the content is different, but it was meant to be
time. Right. So we never really said this to us about the content. The point was that was it instituted to be together with the one before it? Was it instituted? For instance, we'll see. We'll see how we keep going. Yeah. So normally they have some cycles together. Normally brachas follow on to each other. But this bracha was never really instituted to be together. Shakir baruch v'idah was because of an asifa. So although it's true, we said both very often. And then we say shakir baruch v'idah, which would seem to be that the bracha is nochan achmeza, since it wasn't really instituted to be together, it doesn't have the halacha of the bracha is nochan achmeza. Yes, yes. I would say maybe, you would say, instead of starting off Baruch Hashem, we would say, Shakir Baruch Vedeh Baruch Hashem, something like that. We would end it with the Baruch. Not begin, because Baruch Hashem, you always end with the Baruch, you don't begin with the Baruch. So why are we starting with the bracha? We would end with the bracha. We say bracha Hashem Elokim Melchayim Bokei Agafim, and then we would say, I don't know, make up some bracha like Shevach Hashem Shevach Kol Mini Anoshim Bracha Hashem Shekei Baruch Vedei.
Not because it's different.
Yes, because bracha. Sure, because bracha Smokh Lechemelta doesn't start with the bracha. Every klal, bracha smukha lechaveta is, if I have a bracha at the beginning, then, and then you carry on immediately following with another bracha, we don't start with another bracha, we should end off with the bracha. And Mela says, that's how it should have been, says Rashi, that's how it should have been. Says Rashi, this bracha was not really meant to be a smoke on a kabbalah. It was just eventually they put it that way.
That's bracha we're starting with. We're not getting it. We don't have a bracha at the end.
Right. But pick up and win.
So that's how we follow.
Why? Why? Don't say I don't know. If you ask any question, if you're
at the beginning, not at the end of the bracha on its own, it doesn't seem like you have a right to then use the next bracha.
Rapid big up.
The beginning is the end.
Right. So we said that before. Yeah, but we're right before it's right now as well.
We're in for it up in here.
Yeah, yeah, because this is at the end of the chasm. At the chuppah we say it first. Yeah, but it's the end of chuppah you say it first. Could be. We didn't need it. Remember there's two types of mitzvahs. Vigimula Shiyotza. Vayikimulato. So then we come to Hashiyotza. So then we come to Adam. That's the first one of the seven brachas really. So it starts off with Hashiyotza to Adam. It's Almoy. Sentence with Tanisoy. Vigimula Mimena Binyan Adiyad Brach. Hashem Yitza Adam. Then you have Seis Tosis. Why is Seis Tosis not start with the Baruch? Because the Baruch of Boyan ended with the Baruch. Why didn't you start with the Baruch? Because the Seis Tosis ended with the Baruch. But then we come to the very last Baruch of Shevi Rochet. We say, Baruch Hashem HaKem HaKem HaShem Baruch. Why there does it start with the Baruch? Why did it start with the Baruch? Because it's Seis Tosis. You know, every time we have seven brachas, we need ponim chadashim. What happens if there's no ponim chadashim? It's not fine. So then say all the seven brachas, but you do say, I see a bar of chosin and simcha. The asher bar of chosin and simcha is a bracha really on its own. And therefore, although I do put it together with the other brachas, since if it wouldn't be any other brachas, he would put on his own, if it wouldn't be any other person, he would be on his own, so therefore, it is an individual bracha. It's not some of the chavelchot. Right. That is the Mahalach of Rashi. Says Rabbi Natam, they got much easier pshat. You want to know why Shakur Baruch Hu and Yisrael and Pesach Baruch? Not because of the Rashi that they're not really in a meant to be here. Rather, Rabbi Natam, I'm Shakur Baruch Hu and Yisrael them. They can't be said Baruch. Why they Pesach Baruch? The Lo Yichasim and don't have a chasima. Shame Tzorish. They small brothers. Can I be for the berries? Like both your God and both your age. For mitzvahs, upsichoson, zuhi, chasimoson. Every small bracha has a beginning and the end. Psichoson, zuhi, chasimoson.
The beginning is the end.
Right. Over Asher Yotzah Zadom, Tzorchot Tzoyach V'Baruch. Why does the Yotza then have to start with the Baruch? Asher Yotzah Zadom, Tzorchot Tzoyach V'Baruch. This is the svara I thought Yossi was going to say, which he didn't. So, if we have a short bracha, and then I carry on to Asher Yotzeh Adam, I don't know where the beginning of the new bracha is. They all might all be one long bracha. Might be all one big bracha. So how can I know it's the beginning of a bracha? How can I know it's the beginning of a bracha? You know how, because you start with the bracha. It says, Bikaron, you don't need to start bracha to Hashem Ekin Mechayim HaShiyotah Saldom Mitzalmai. You didn't need to start with that, because we've just said it to Yitzhadah. It was just next to Yitzhadah. Rashi on Yitzhadah is not really Sheikhah there. But this is on Yitzhadah, it is called Sheikhah there. And Yitzhadah, the Chassim of Yitzhadah is what?
Same as the beginning.
It's the beginning. It's both the beginning and an end. If so, the next bracha doesn't need to start with a bracha. Doesn't need to start with a bracha because, according to Tesis, the chasima of the previous bracha is the beginning of the new bracha. Bishem according to Rashi, it wouldn't be good because according to Rashi, according to Rashi in Silvish, he said that Yitzhak Adam is going to really shake with Sashi Yotza. Sashi Yotza is the new bracha, so I need to start with the bracha. But according to Tesis, Sashi Yotza is the continuation of Yitzhak Adam. So why do I need to start with a new bracha? Asher Yotzeh Adam. Say, just start. So why don't you start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yotzeh Adam? Just start with Asher Yotzeh Adam itself, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Adam. Why do I need to start with Baruch Atah Hashem? So it says you need to start with Baruch Atah Hashem because otherwise you would never know when the bracha started. You would never know when the bracha started. If you don't know when the bracha started, you need it to start with Baruch Atah Hashem.
I don't understand why you need it. Why started?
Because otherwise it's one bracha.
Why?
How would I know it's two brachas? Baruch Atah Hashem and Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yetzer Adam Asher Yotzeh Adam Mitzalmoy Betzerem Zulon Tzalim Tzoy Veskim Lo Yemenu Vinyan Adiyah Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Adam. Now one brach or two brachas? That's
one.
Or is that no. Every brach is Mokul Chometa? No. Let's say Chaylin Adar. Baruch Atah Hashem Chaylin Adar. Hashem Yetzer Adam Yetzer Adam. So one to Mach Chaylin Adar. And then we move on to Hashem Yetzer Adam. You are another brach at the end of that.
So similar in the
Brooks? No, no. When you start, we start off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Yevusim. Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avraham. So we know now Mogen Avraham is the end of that one, and after Gibbo is the beginning of the next one. Right? Then we end off Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meitzim. We know Mechayim Meitzim is the end of that one, and after God is the beginning of the next one. But if we would start Baruch Atah Hashem Ekin Mechayim Yitzah Adam Hashiyotah all the Mitzahomah. It sounds like it's one big bracha. It sounds like it's one big bracha, the bracha at the beginning and bracha at the end.
But we know that it ended after we said Yotzer Adam.
How do you know that?
Because we just said the bracha Hashem Ekin Mechayim Yitzah Adam.
Carry on, keep reading.
Hashiyotah.
So maybe it's one long bracha
describing a little more of what Hashiyotah.
This bracha, because after again, the Shemin Esther, no. Shemin Esther, the beginning of the first bracha has a beginning, end, and end. So we know where's the end of the first bracha. Then, so we know the next part after Gibbah is the beginning of the next bracha.
It is a continuation.
It can't, because we've already had a beginning of the first one, and an ending of the bracha is always only one ending, not with
the
whole lot.
The beginning and the ending in one.
One second, again. Since when Esther, we had one bracha, which is a bracha uka,
yeah.
A beginning with the bracha and ended with a bracha.
Yeah.
So we know that's the bracha.
Yeah.
And a bracha, the ending of a bracha is never long. It's always like we learned only from Timothy Mechot. Always only short. So the ending of the first bracha was Magen Avraham Zel. Now we're carrying on Atta Gibbai. Must be the beginning of the next. Where's the end of Atta Gibbai?
Right, so because the ending bracha has to be short, we know that the... Okay.
Right. Now seeing it here, there is no end to the Yotzer Adam, really. Because Baruch Hashem Ekinu Mechayim Yotzer Adam is the beginning and an end.
So we know that it has to be short. We know that
maybe not. Maybe this is a bracha uka. Maybe this is like Shemin Esther. The first bracha of Shemin Esther. The first bracha of Shemin Esther is the beginning and an end. So maybe this is, maybe number two and number three is one big bracha. The beginning is number two and the end is the end of number three. How do I know there's really two brachas? In Shemin Esther, I can know it's two brachas because I had the beginning of one and the end of one. So I know the next one is the beginning of the next. Here, I don't have a beginning and the end of number two. Because number two is the beginning and end. So how do I know that number three is the beginning of number three? May it just be maybe just one long bracha. That's why we have to start number three with a bracha.
If number three wasn't there, you wouldn't write the sus. Would you need a bracha?
What?
If number three wasn't there, and you were just going to go sus with tesis, would you need a bracha to have a first?
Yeah, because I think it's a bracha to have a mute and say sus.
It's not the topic, it's actually.
Right.
Okay, so why did... Okay, so the reason sus didn't need it is because you closed three with the bracha.
Right. Number three ended off with the Baruch of Hashem, so I know three starts with Naomi Bracha. So then I don't need to start with the Baruch.
Well, question of number six, why you need a Baruch after that one?
Well, there he's going to see. He's going to see. Okay, we're going to stop here. Perhaps the last is a good place to stop. Tomorrow we shall finish this. If we have time tomorrow, we'll try and do a chazal of the daf which we learned. If you've finished tesis and you've learned the last tesis as well as in the meeting, please do a chazal of the omen that we learned this week.